And here we are, back with you, our number two, Getaway Friday, January the 3rd, 2020. 13 minutes past the hour, you're tuned in to WWGH Radio. You know, every time now that I give the year, I think about Barbara Walters and you Downs. This is 2020. You're listening to the program. This is 2020. Okay, what do we got going on this hour? Okay, we want to make sure we get this in so we don't forget. The new Bicentennial Moments and Memories. Now, we're going to have a new one every day. Now, only one a day, and we did the first two yesterday because we were not here on January the 1st, but we're going to do one every day, and let's get to today's Bicentennial Moment and Memory, as this year is Marion's Bicentennial. Here we go, the Bicentennial Moment and Memory for Friday, January the 3rd. Here we go. Among the early visitors and later inhabitants of what is now Marion County were early Indians who passed through the area on a series of trails originally created by wildlife such as bison, deer, and elk. These trails were first utilized by the Indians for access to hunting and foraging, and later uses including travel between settlements and to trading areas. Among the trails were the Scioto, Owl Creek, Pluggy, oh my goodness, Winnemac, Tamakachee, oh, these Native American names. Many of these eventually evolved into highways that are still in use today. That is today's Bicentennial Moment in Memory for January 3rd, 2020. That's an interesting fact. Among the early visitors and later inhabitants of what is now Marion County were American Indians who passed through the area on a series of trails originally created by wildlife such as bison, deer, and elk. These trails were first utilized by the Indians for access to hunting and foraging, with later uses including travel between settlements and to trading areas. Among the trails were the Scioto, Owl Creek, Mocassin, Pluggy, Timucchee, and Winnemec. Many of these eventually evolved into highways that are still in use today. So that's your Bicentennial Moment in Memory for January 3rd, 2020. Now, again, we'll do one of those every day, apparently, through the entire year. That's going to be a yearly thing. That's very cool. All right, so that's the Bicentennial Moment. And again, if anybody has anything to say in regard to our number one and the A&W Root Beer Bear, or the Cheeseburger in Paradise performance by the Harding High School Show Choir many years ago, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind, certainly would love to hear about it on this Getaway Friday morning, 16 minutes past the hour here. Now, as I said, we have something coming up with fruitcake here that I'm going to do. Now, here's what happened. As you know, I cannot stand those awful, awful Claxton fruitcakes. But luckily this year, and I'm only saying this because this is what my understanding of the situation was. If it's not true, don't blame me for it, because I really don't know what the situation is. But as I was told, that the Claxton dealer for the Marion area had died sometime in the last year. And that's why Marion had no Claxton fruitcakes for the holiday season of 2019. Okay, now, we'll speed up here a little bit. There were no Claxton fruitcakes in Marion that I know of. Well, Christmas Eve, I think, Charlie got a Christmas gift here from the Kaufman family. And the Kaufman family had sent for a fruitcake. Now, it's not a Claxton fruitcake, thank goodness, because those Claxtons are just terrible. But it's from the Collins Street Bakery, and I was trying to remember. I think it had something to do with Texas, but it was a Collins Street Bakery fruitcake. Now, Charlie said this was a delicious fruitcake. Now, I believe he liked it even better than the Claxton. My understanding is that Charlie enjoyed this fruitcake even better than the old Claxton fruitcake, which I think was his favorite fruitcake. Now, Charlie cut me off a sliver of this Collins Street Bakery fruitcake to see if I would like this fruitcake as opposed to that horrible, waxy, anise-tasting Claxton fruitcake. So, I thought I would save this little sliver of fruitcake and try it on the air and see if it's something that I do like. Maybe even test my gag reflex here on this piece of fruitcake. You know, I was wondering, I wonder if you have to keep fruitcake refrigerated. I don't know if this is one of the types that you have to keep refrigerated or not, but we're going to go for it anyway here. You know, it smells actually like cake. See, that was one of the problems with the Claxton fruitcake, is I don't believe the Claxton fruitcake actually smelled like cake. I think it smelled like a bar of soap. And that was always one of my worries with eating that. Okay, here we go. On the air. It's always interesting to put something in your mouth while you're on the air. Let's try this fruitcake, the Collins Street Bakery fruitcake. Okay, here we go. Well, you know something? That actually does taste like cake, oddly enough. Now, it still has that candied fruit thing, and that, to me, candied fruit is not the most tremendous thing in the world, but that's not bad. I mean, it's better than the Claxton, I'll say that. This Collins Street Bakery fruitcake is definitely better than the old Claxton fruitcake, so not bad. Not great, but not bad. Kind of in the middle. The cake actually does taste moist. It doesn't taste waxy and awful. So, you know what? That might actually pass for something that is edible. But again, it's not something I would want to eat all the time. Certainly not something I would want to eat all the time. Has anybody out there ever had a Collins Street Bakery fruitcake? Or a fruitcake different than that of a Claxton fruitcake that they actually liked? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I guess we'll find out later in the day if you actually needed to keep that piece of fruitcake refrigerated or not, depending on if I become violently ill as the day goes on. But so far, I'm going to think that maybe that is not the case. So, there you go. There is just something about those Claxtons. I know we've went on and on and on about it for a long period of time, but it just goes to show you there are pieces of fruitcake that are kind of good. This Collins thing is okay. Like I say, not something I'd want to eat a whole lot of, but it is okay. And years ago, our dear departed friend Ruth Hosh used to make homemade fruitcake. That was actually good. That was edible. But, boy, not those awful Claxton fruitcakes. But this one, actually okay. And you'd have to ask Charlie when he comes in today, but I think he actually liked this Collins Street Bakery fruitcake better than the old Claxton fruitcake. It's my understanding that he actually preferred this one. So, isn't that kind of interesting? As time goes by. Oh, man. He actually found a new fruitcake he likes better. That is a very good thing. And don't forget, Charlie Evers will be on after this show this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then I'll be back with Charlie this afternoon. Maybe we'll talk more about this during the noon show today. 12:10 to 1 p.m., the Exchange Club with Charlie and myself. And I'm sure we will have a tremendous amount of fun this afternoon. All right. Now, let's get to what I wanted to do. I didn't think these stories this morning and all that would take this long, but here's what I actually brought in to do today. I thought it's kind of fun when we do trivia and we do drawings. I like to do drawings for things. And we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo here, which are actually good through the 5th. I believe the zoo lights stay up through the 5th, so they'll be up through Sunday. We have Jags High Performance T-shirt, extra large. We have a Jags, kind of a thermal thing that you would put around your drink to keep it cool. So we have all these things to give away. Well, instead of having people call in and just answer a trivia question and then get a prize, I thought we could do something kind of interesting this morning, is I am going to give you a series of questions. And for the next, 45 minutes here, maybe not even that long now, 35 minutes, everybody who answers a question right, and you can enter multiple times, I will put your name in a bucket, and we will draw at the end, and you can pick your prize. That way, we'll have one big winner this morning, and you can pick either the Jags T-shirt, you can pick the thermal mug, you can pick the tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. If you pick those up today by 1 o'clock, you can still go to the Zoo Lights this weekend. They're good through Sunday. It's supposed to be nice weather this weekend. So here's how we're going to do this. I wanted to ease up on the trivia questions a little bit. So what I've done is I have slogans. I have a big list of slogans here for either companies or products. And as I say, you can enter multiple times. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the slogan, and what you do is you call in and give me the product that I'm talking about. So it's 740-383-9944. I'm going to give you the slogan, and you call in, and you give me the company that this slogan was for. So here we go. I'm going to give a few to start off. Impossible is nothing. That's the slogan for a company. Does anybody know what company that is the slogan for? Impossible is nothing. Okay, here's another one. Stronger than dirt. Does anybody know what product has the slogan stronger than dirt? Let's see here. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. What product is that a slogan for? I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Oh, here's an easy one. You're in good hands. You're in good hands. What company is that the slogan for? And here's another easy one. Don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without it. Okay. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And if you can tell me the company or product that those are the slogans for, I'll write your name down, put you in a basket here, and at the end of the program, we'll draw, and you can be the winner. And you can enter as many times as you like. Okay, again, the slogans. Impossible is nothing. Stronger than dirt. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. You're in good hands. Don't leave home without it. Does anybody know what those are the slogans for? 740-383-9944. Now, my guess would be the two easy ones there, the two surefire ones there are, you're in good hands or don't leave home without it. Does anybody know what companies those are the slogans for. And also, if you don't want to win the prize, you can still call in and enter the trivia question at 740-383-9944. But if you do want to win, we'll put you down on a card here, and we'll shuffle it around, and at the end of the hour, we'll pick you, and if you are the winner, you can choose what prize you like, from the Jags extra large t-shirt, to the Jags drink insulator, to the Columbus Zoo tickets, whatever you would like. All right, the slogans again. Maybe we're not too good on company slogans here. Let's give her a shot again here. Does anybody know? Here are the slogans. Impossible is nothing. Stronger than dirt. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. You're in good hands. Don't leave home without it. Now, the first three, I can't say that I've ever really heard before, but I certainly have heard you're in good hands and don't leave home without it. Does anybody know what those slogans, what companies those are slogans for? You're in good hands, don't leave home without it. 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you if you know the answer this morning. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about this morning is, if you were going to take a trip, I put this on Facebook, but I thought I'd ask it here as well. If you were going to take a trip somewhere, oh, maybe somebody's got the answer here. Maybe we've woken people up now. Go ahead, caller.
Stronger than dirt's Mr. Clean.
Stronger than dirt. Let me see here. No, not Mr. Clean.
Oh, it's not Mr. Clean.
Not Mr. Clean.
Spick
that was.
Span?
Is it what?
Spick and span?
Not spick and span.
Oh, boy.
It is a cleaning product, though.
And then I've got Allstate and American Express.
Yes, those were the easy ones, I thought.
Those are easy.
Yeah, you're in good hands is Allstate, and don't leave home without it is American Express. And
okay.
And this is Mary, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, Mary, I'll put you in the drawing.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know if I'm eligible or not. I'm just calling in.
Well, I tell you, we'll give it a shot. Just keep playing along.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, Scott. Bye.
Bye. All right, we've got an answer there. We've got two answers. I'm glad we got those two because I thought those were very easy. You're in good hands and don't leave home without it. Of course, you're in good hands is Allstate, and don't leave home without it is American Express. Now, we didn't get the answer to stronger than dirt. Now, it is a cleaning product. I'll give you that. But does anybody know what cleaning product that is that has the slogan stronger than dirt? Okay, that's still out there. We have the slogan, impossible is nothing. Does anybody know what that is? Stronger than dirt. And I can't believe I ate the whole thing. What product has the slogan, I can't believe I ate the whole thing? Now, I'll add two more since we got the Allstate and the American Express. Okay, what else do we have here? Think different. What company has the slogan, think different? Here's another one. We try harder. We try harder. What company has the slogan, we try harder? So the slogan's on the table at this particular point. We try harder. Think different. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Stronger than dirt, and impossible is nothing. Does anybody know what slogans, what products those are the slogans for, or companies, products and or slogans? 740-383-9944. I'll give you one more because I know this is a very simple one. I think you'd get this one rather easy. Have you had your break today? Have you had your break today? What slogan or company or what company or product is that the slogan for? Have you had your break today? So I think we've got 7 of them out there so far. Have you had your break today? We try harder. Think different. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Stronger than dirt. Impossible is nothing. 740-383-9944. Do you know the answers? We had a few guesses here at the stronger than dirt one. It is a cleaning product. Does anybody know what cleaning product that is? Stronger than dirt. It's an interesting one. I'll say that. Going to take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, I was going to answer a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Can't believe I ate the whole thing.
What is that? Oh, I think we might have got disconnected there. Call back in. Hi, can I help you? Oh, yes. Yes, what was the name?
Alice Foreman.
Oh, Alice. There you are, Alice.
Thank you.
All right. If that was you, call back in. We got disconnected there. I would love to hear what the answer is. Hi. Here to pick up a prize? What's the name?
William Wetzel.
William Wetzel. Got the candy? All right. There you are, sir. You have a great day. Thanks for listening. And we will continue on here. 740-383-9944. Yeah?
Do you know my brother, Steve Stewart?
Yes. That's your brother? Was a good guy.
Great guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring here, and we'll get you. Oh, here we go. This is our caller back. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. It's me calling back. You can't believe I ate the whole thing. It's Alka-Seltzer.
That is Alka-Seltzer. How did you know that? I had not heard.
Because the end of that, the wife says, "You ate it, Ralph." I mean, I was in my teens, and I'm old, so. But yeah, that, and I think the Stronger Than Dirt is tied, but I'm not sure.
It's not tied, but that's a good guess. You know,
yeah, like that.
Well, the Alka-Seltzer, now I remember the plop, plop, fizz, fizz, but I did not remember, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and then they had the newlyweds where he's like, I've never seen a heart-shaped meatloaf, and he's in the bathroom trying to hold his hand over the Alka-Seltzer thing so she doesn't hear. You know, he was griping about her cooking, but she didn't really notice that.
Now, what year would that have they still don't use that one, do they?
No, I think it was like 1968, 1970, somewhere around there.
So definitely a throwback. What's your name?
Carol Thompson.
Okay, Carol. We are going to get you in the drawing here for the end of the show. But again, if you think of any other ones that we put out there, call back in because we'll put you in. Again, you can enter this as many times as you like.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Carol got it. It was Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is I can't believe I ate the whole thing. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What slogans do we have here? Impossible is nothing. What company has the slogan, impossible is nothing? And then this one we've had several guesses for. It is a cleaning product, stronger than dirt. What cleaning product has the slogan, stronger than dirt? Okay, we got the Alka-Seltzer, we got the Allstate, we got the American Express. Okay, think different. What company has the slogan, think different? Go ahead, caller.
What was that question about a break?
Yeah, it was, have you had your break today?
I think you might have that wrong, because it's you deserve a break today. And that is McDonald's.
You know, I do know you deserve a break today, but I think there actually was one before it.
One more? Okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but you are right. It is McDonald's. I think it was the early 90s.
I just pulled it up in front of me on the internet, and that's in big, bold letters. You deserve a break today.
Yeah, I think if you go to YouTube and you search "Have you had your break today?", I think there's some commercials with McDonald's,
but
it is
probably, they probably made it both ways to see which one was the best.
That's playing around with it. You got it. Well, what's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger. Well, Roger, we've got you in the drawing here. And remember, if you think of any more, call in because you can enter many times.
What's a drawing for?
At the end, you can pick your prize. We've got a Jags Extra Large T-shirt. We've got a cup holder from Jags. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through Sunday. Going to be good weather this weekend. So you get to pick your prize today.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Roger. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is right. I think McDonald's might have used both of those. Have you had your break today? And you deserve a break today. But that's out of the way. We've got McDonald's. Okay, again, 740-383-9944, the products that we don't have the answer for yet. Impossible is nothing. What company has the slogan, "Impossible is nothing"? Stronger than dirt. What company has the product has the slogan, "Stronger than dirt"? We've had guesses there, but we don't have the answer. It's a cleaning product. Stronger than dirt. What company? Think different. What company has the slogan, "Think different"? Another company, "We try harder." What company has the slogan, "We try harder"? Does anybody know? And I'll add a couple more here since we've got two answered. We got Alka-Seltzer and McDonald's answered. The ultimate driving machine. Does anybody know what company had the slogan, "The ultimate driving machine"? Now here's this is simple. Somebody should call right in immediately and get this one. The quicker picker-upper. Does anybody know what product had the slogan, "The quicker picker-upper"? All right, 740-383-9944. You can enter as many times as you want. We've got the quicker picker-upper, the ultimate driving machine, we try harder, think different, stronger than dirt, impossible is nothing. Go ahead, caller.
Avis tries harder.
Oh, that is right. You've got it. Avis, we try harder. How are you?
Bounty.
Huh?
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
And you're right. Bounty is the quicker picker-upper. Now, I thought the Avis one would be a little difficult.
No, we try harder. We're number two, but we try harder.
All right. I will put you in the drawing for today, but again, you can enter as many times as you like.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Well, there two are down. It is Avis. We try harder was Avis. And, of course, the quicker picker-upper is Bounty. I thought we would get that one pretty easy. That's one of those ones that sticks in your head. All right, let's run them down again. Impossible is nothing. What company has the slogan, "Impossible is nothing"? Stronger than dirt. It's a cleaning product. Do we know which cleaning product it is? Stronger than dirt. Think different. What company is that? Think different. Go ahead, caller.
Is a stronger picker-upper, is that Ajax?
Not Ajax.
I mean stronger than dirt.
Oh, stronger than dirt, yes. Stronger than dirt is Ajax. You have got it right. Is this Roger again?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're in, Roger. You got it. Stronger than dirt.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Ajax had the slogan, "Stronger than dirt." All right. We've got more here, and it's only 40 minutes past the hour. We've still got 20 minutes left here. Okay. Which company, Impossible is Nothing? Does anybody know that? Impossible is Nothing is the slogan of what company? Think different. What company has the slogan, "Think different"? The ultimate driving machine. Does anybody know which company has the slogan, "The ultimate driving machine"? All right, now here are some easy ones. Okay, we'll see how quickly the phone can ring. Have it your way. What company has the slogan, "Have it your way. Here's another one. Good. Good. Does anybody know which company that is the slogan for? And I'll give you one more. What's in your wallet? Does anybody know what slogan, what company that is the slogan for? What's in your wallet? Okay. Those are the new ones. 740-383-9944. What's in your wallet? Good. Have it your way. The ultimate driving machine. Think different. And impossible is nothing. What companies are those? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I thought for sure the phone would ring off the hook as soon as we said, have it your way, and good. Those are two of the most popular slogans, I think, that have ever existed. So give us a call. You can enter as many times as you like. At the end of the program today, we'll do a drawing, and you can either pick tickets to the Columbus Zoo, you can have an extra large Jags t-shirt, you can have a Jags thermal cup holder, or you can just play along today. That will be fine as well. We've got 17 minutes left. I can't believe nobody knows the answer. Have it your way? Does anybody know what company that's the slogan for? Or good? Does anybody know that one? What's in your wallet? The ultimate driving machine? Think different? Impossible is nothing. Those are the slogans on the table at this very moment. You know, these slogans, sometimes they just stick in your head forever. Like that McDonald's one. Have you had your break today? Or you deserve a break today. Slogans that last forever. I don't think that's McDonald's slogan now, though. I don't know what the current slogan at McDonald's is at this particular juncture in time. Go ahead, caller.
Good. That's Campbell's Soup.
That is Campbell's Soup. You know, and I think they still use that very same slogan.
They do. I do believe you're right.
They certainly do. Well, I'm glad you got that. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.
That is right. Good is definitely Campbell's Soup. And I believe they have used that slogan for a long time and probably will continue to use it because it's a very well-known slogan. Okay, we got Campbell's Soup. Have it your way. Does anybody know what company has the slogan, have it your way? What's in your wallet? What company has the slogan, what's in your wallet? The ultimate driving machine. Does anybody know the company that has the slogan, the ultimate driving machine? What company has the slogan, think different? Think different. Impossible is nothing. Does anybody know what company that is? So there's your slogans. Impossible is nothing. Think different. The ultimate driving machine. Have it your way. And what's in your wallet? Does anybody know what slogans those are? Catchphrases. For what companies or products? I'll throw in one more here since we got the Campbell's Soup one. The heartbeat of America. What a nice slogan that is. The heartbeat of America. Does anybody know what company or product that is a slogan for? The heartbeat of America. So any of those out there, call in. We'll get you entered in the drawing. So far, we did pretty well here. We've only been doing this about 15 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 entries so far. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We've got The Heartbeat of America, What's in Your Wallet, Have It Your Way, The Ultimate Driving Machine. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
Burger King says, Have It Your Way.
Have It Your Way at Burger King. Now, is that still their
slogan? Citibank wants to know what's in your wallet.
What's that?
Citibank wants to know what's in your wallet.
Not Citibank. That's close, though. It is a bank, but not Citibank.
Oh, that's right. Citibank is the lounge.
I bet Citibank would like to know what's in your wallet. I bet they wouldn't turn it down if somebody was going to give them the information.
Well, I better go. You got another call.
Thank you. All right. 740-383-9944. Not Citibank, but Burger King is definitely Have It Your Way. I thought that was one of the easier ones. So now we've got Burger King out of the way. All right. What's in your wallet? That's an interesting one. It is a bank. It's not Citibank. What is it? What's in your wallet? The Heartbeat of America. Does anybody know what company has the Heartbeat of America? Go ahead, caller.
Is this Heartbeat of America? Is that Chevrolet?
That is Chevrolet. Now, do they still use that one as well?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that one for a long time.
No, but I tell you, I remember those commercials for years and years and years about the Heartbeat of America.
And the other, I think the bank thing, what's in your wallet is Capital One.
Capital One. What's in your wallet is Capital One. You have got it right.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. It is Capital One Bank that wants to know what's in your wallet. But my guess is there probably are a lot of banks that want to know what's in your wallet. Remember, when you call in, if it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling, 740-383-9944. Okay, we got quite a few taken out there. The ones left, Impossible Is Nothing, our original one. Apparently the original one was a very hard one. What company has the slogan, Impossible Is Nothing? Okay, what other one do we have here? Think Different. What company has the slogan, Think Different? I thought we might get that one because it's a big company. That's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get an answer for what's in your wallet?
Yes. What? Well, we did, but you go ahead and give me a guess.
I think it's Capital One.
It is Capital One. I'll give you credit for that one. All right. What's your name, sir?
Tom Fout, F-O-U-T.
Okay, Tom, we got you in there for what's in your wallet. But remember, you can enter as many times as you like, so if you know any other ones, give us a call back.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. Tom gets it as well. What's in your wallet? That is Capital One. All right, the other one's still on the table here, 49 coming up on 50 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. We've got Impossible Is Nothing. What is that one? Think Different. As I say, I thought we would get this one. It's a big, big company. I'm sure a lot of you have their products at home right now. Think Different. What company has that slogan? The Ultimate Driving Machine. Does anybody know what company has the slogan, The Ultimate Driving Machine? Then we're going to have to add some other ones here because we have, I think, got all the other ones answered. Okay, here's some new ones. Well, let's get the answer here, and let's see if we get the right answer here. Go ahead, caller.
The Ultimate Driving Machine is a BMW.
The Ultimate Driving Machine is a BMW. What's your name, sir?
Rich.
Rich, you're in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Rich is in there. It is the BMW that is the Ultimate Driving Machine. Okay, we've still got Impossible Is Nothing. That was our original one. Does anybody know what company has the slogan, Impossible Is Nothing? We've still got Think Different. I bet you have their products in your house. Think Different. Now, here's some new ones. We've got all the other ones. Does she or doesn't she? Does anybody know that one? Does she or doesn't she? Go ahead, caller.
Think different. I think that's Apple.
Think different is Apple, the Apple Computer Company. Yep. You have got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Think different is the Apple Computer Company. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now we've woken everybody up. This is good. Go ahead, caller.
Impossible is nothing is Adidas.
It's
right alongside Just Do It.
You have got it. Impossible and nothing is nothing is Adidas. You have got it. Thank you. All right. Now we've got them all answered. So now we're going to have to drop some new ones here. Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing is Adidas. And Think Different is the Apple Computer Company. Okay, here's some new ones. We've still got 8 minutes. Does she or doesn't she? What company has that slogan? Does she or doesn't she? Here's another one. Open happiness. Does anybody know what company has the slogan, Open Happiness? Here's one that I knew. I'm sure you probably know this one, too. A diamond is forever. Does anybody know what company that is? A diamond is forever. Here's another one. The happiest place on earth. That should be simple. The happiest place on earth. And I'll give you one more. America runs... Well, it's hard to give this one because the name of it is in the slogan. So I'm just going to give you a blank here. America runs on blank. Does anybody know what that is? Go ahead, caller.
Does she or does Clairol?
It is Clairol. See, I was hoping a woman would answer that. Because if a man knew what that was, I would be a little skeptical.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
Amy Brown.
All right, Amy, you are in. And remember, you could still have time to enter if you know any other ones.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Clairol, you've got it right. Clairol, doesn't she or doesn't she? No, does she or doesn't she? That's what it is. Does she or doesn't she? That is Clairol. Okay, well, we've got some other ones here. 54 minutes past the hour. Open Happiness. What company is that? Open Happiness. A diamond is forever. Does anybody know what that one is? A diamond is forever. I remembered this one. The happiest place on earth. That's like, boy, that's an easy one. The happiest place on earth. That's common talk. America runs on blank. Now, it actually isn't blank. It's just the name of the company's in there, so I can't give it to you. America runs on blank. What is that slogan? And I'll give you two more. Oh, here, this is a simple one, too. It keeps going and going and going. What company has that slogan? It keeps going and going and going. And one more. Move fast and break things. Now, I'd never heard that one for this company, but this is a popular company. I bet most of you know this company. I bet probably 99 to 100% of you know that company, but I'd never heard that slogan before. Move fast and break things. What is that? 740-383-9944, 55 minutes past the hour. The slogans left on the table today, open happiness, a diamond is forever, the happiest place on earth. Let's go ahead here. Go ahead, caller.
Open happiness is Coca-Cola.
Open happiness is Coca-Cola. What is their slogan now? It's not open happiness, is it?
No, I haven't heard that for ages.
Yeah, that's one of their old slogans. All right.
What was that other question you had?
We have a diamond is forever, the happiest place on earth. America runs on blank. It keeps going and going and going.
That's Ever Ready.
Not Ever Ready.
It's not. Okay,
no, not Ever Ready. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Not ever ready. 56 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Does anybody know? Okay. A Diamond Is Forever. That's the one I knew. Those commercials have aired a lot. Which company has the slogan, A Diamond Is Forever? The Happiest Place on Earth. See, to me, I thought that would be a giveaway. I thought that would be such an easy one. Does anybody know that? The slogan of the company, The Happiest Place on Earth. America Runs on Blank. What is that? America Runs on Blank. Go ahead, caller.
America Runs on Folgers. Is that what that is?
Not Folgers, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay. I was sitting here. I was like, no. Okay.
Well, I bet you a lot of America does run on Folgers every morning, though.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, not Folgers, but that's a good guess. America Runs on Blank. Now, blank's the title of the company, so I can't give the full thing there. But the slogan is America Runs on Blank. It keeps going and going and going. What is that? Move fast and break things. All right, those are the ones. A Diamond Is Forever. The Happiest Place on Earth. America Runs on Blank. It keeps going and going and going. And Move Fast and Break Things. What companies or products are those the slogans for? Go ahead, caller.
Energizer keeps going and going.
You've got it. It is Energizer. What's your name, ma'am?
Jean. J-E-A-N.
Jean. Thank you, Jean. Bye-bye. All right, that is Energizer. You've got that right. We can probably take one more guess today. Is somebody going to get A Diamond Is Forever? The Happiest Place on Earth? I thought that would be the easiest one. America Runs on Blank. Move Fast and Break Things. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Diamond Is Forever is a De Beers group.
That is De Beers.
And the runs on Dunkin' Donuts.
Which we'll be seeing pretty soon. America Runs on Dunkin'. You have got it. Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye. Now, I do want to remind everybody that the Charlie Evers Show coming up right after this show today, 10:10 to 12 noon. And then Charlie and I will be around today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. for the Exchange Club talking about who knows. Let's take the call here. If that was you, call back in quick before the show's over. If that was you, give me a call back real quick, 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, and we'll try to get you in. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get Open Happiness?
Yes, we got Open Happiness, but go ahead and give me a guess on it.
Well, it's Coca-Cola.
It is Coca-Cola. Is this okay. Judy?
Yes, I didn't know you got that. I didn't hear it.
Yep, we'll get you in there, Judy. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Open Happiness was Coca-Cola. Okay, let's do our shuffle here, and we'll see who's the winner today. Now, if you are the winner, just call off the air and let me know which prize you like. You've got the Jags insulated mug holder here. We've got the extra-large T-shirt to Jags, or tickets to the Zoo Lights, which are good through Sunday. You can pick those up until 1 o'clock today. The winner is, let's see here, today's winner is Amy Brown. Amy, give me a call off the air here in the next minute, 740-383-9944. Tell me what you want, and if you pick it up before 1 o'clock today, you can have it today, or that would be with the zoo tickets, but the other ones you can pick up anytime you like. Amy Brown, give me a call. You're the winner today. That was fun. Charlie Evers coming up in about 2 minutes, and then I'll be back with Charlie at 1 o'clock today. 12:10 to 1 p.m. for the Exchange Club. Maybe we'll do some more of this. That's fun. We answered a lot of them there. Stay tuned.
Back to the state and starts governing. I mean, he really hadn't been here much since July. And the media loves John Kasich. They always have. The people that own the newspapers usually love Republicans. He's gotten criticism for being out of the state the last 8 months. While our economy is doing worse than Michigan, our job growth is weaker than Michigan and Indiana and Kentucky, in spite of what we hear in campaign talk. But there's a lot of work to do in this state. The Sebring water, poisoning of the water there with lead, the state didn't do anything about. And, you know, the state needs to focus on the charter school scandal and all these problems that Ohio has that nobody's paying attention to because the governor's running for president. So I'm just hopeful he comes back to the state, realizes that this race is not his to win at this point when you're so far behind, even if he wins Ohio, and comes back and does the work we need.